Okay. So we're back. By popular vote, I called back the other host. And now he's not saying anything, but I can hear him breathing.
I probably should have just called in the podcast so we didn't have to start all over.
Yeah, that would cost you money.
Unfortunately, that's the only bad thing about T-Mobile.
Tweet Mobile.
Yeah.
Well, there's a beautiful orange sky out there. That's kind of a strange shade of orange, too. What's up with that?
Not that orange.
It's only 8:30?
Only 8:37.
I'm so tired.
Well, I grabbed my balls.
Okay.
Anybody only listening to the second half of this podcast be like, what the hell?
Oh, I think any portion of this podcast is probably going, hey, what the hell?
They were in ignition.
Right.
I wonder what kind of tree this is.
No wonder you sing soprano so well.
Yeah. I used to be able to sing soprano.
Yeah, he actually does start the car with his blue balls. That's pretty disgusting.
Yeah. My favorite keychain.
Yeah.
Because it gets the best reactions.
So, I mean, you know, it's pretty rude and crude. They make ball keychains. Do they make any other obnoxious body part keychains that people get?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I got these in the truck stop, you know, because they're supposed to be like for the cow haulers. And, yeah, they like to hang those big rubber cow balls from the bumper of their 18-wheelers.
Sometimes brass ones.
Yeah, and then now you got these. And then you got these. The new thing is, you know, nuts and bolts. People get nuts from the giant nuts from the shop, where I guess these big nuts that go on like bridges or big heavy equipment, tractors and whatnot.
Okay.
And they run chains through them and then hang them from their bumpers instead of the cow balls.
Right.
So they're basically making the same statement with a different type of nuts.
Right. They're a little nutty in the head.
Probably. Personally, I think that would give you a little bit of a drag.
Either one.
Yeah. I wouldn't want my nuts dragging by the bumper.
I could agree.
I wonder what kind of tree this is. It's the second one I've seen growing in the field. It's got a really light lime green leaf, and it's got red stems.
Right, that's the red stem green leaf tree.
Okay, kind of like the LBMs.
No, not really. I'm sure somebody like our friend, I hate that. I can't remember names. Our favorite banker.
Oh, Todd.
Todd. I bet you Todd could tell it what it is.
Maybe. So here we are on Lake DD&D.
Well, it was earlier.
Yeah.
Marshland DD&D right now, I guess.
Marshland DD&D. So what's the deal about Trump buying up swamp lands?
He wants to own all of Washington, D.C.?
I heard something about Trump and or other gurus, rich people buying up swamp lands for something or other recently, and I wasn't sure. I can't remember what they said it was all about.
Well, I tell you what, that'd be some of the most fertile lands you could get your hands on if you could just, you know,
figure out how to utilize it.
Yeah. I'd dig it up for the topsoil and let it become a lake.
That might be what they're doing.
And then they'll just fill in again. Because swamps usually occur, you know, where there's a flat area and the water's flowing down. And so they'll just fill in again with all that good soil that they sold to the people uphill of them.
Okay, that's what we need to do. We need to buy some swamp land. And let's
sell
see.
Sell to our neighbors who are uphill of us, and then sell it to them again next year, and next year, and next year.
Right. So we'll go down to Louisiana, buy some swamp land.
Oh, yeah, buy some delta land.
And then take it up north and sell it to the Canucks.
Yeah, just make sure they're in the Mississippi Delta.
Right.
You go too far north, and they're going to be flowing up to Arctica.
Arctica.
You don't want it flowing to the Arctic Ocean. You'll never see it again.
Right. Well, it's all the same ocean.
Yeah, but you won't be able to collect it.
Right. So, what happens if it falls off the face of the flat Earth?
Then the angels catch it and they take it up to above and sprinkle it down on us. That's where all the rain comes from, you know.
Maybe. Oh, okay. So it's like a terrarium.
Yeah, I don't know. See, if the earth is suspended on nothing, you know, it's already been demonstrated. If you float a drop of water in the air, it forms a sphere. You know, the bigger the drop of water, if you can suspend it in the air, if it's falling, it will form a sphere. You know? So you make a ball of water the size of the earth, it's going to form a sphere.
Right. Zero gravity. If you put a drop of water in zero gravity, it will spherize.
It'll become a sphere. It'll reduce to the minimum surface area, which is a sphere.
But that's impossible, because if you put water on a flat surface, it will just fall off.
You know what? Those flat earthers will have to take it up with God then, because His laws of physics.
Yeah, I still think it's tryptopheric.
Tryptopheric.
Trip, trip. Oh, I remember why I needed my balls. I was going to get into my container.
Right. And lose signal in your container. So why exactly did you lose signal?
I got down to the kitchen area and lost signal. But that's right, I forgot. My container, I will lose signal in there. I lose signal everywhere.
That's because your phone service sucks.
Huh?
Because your phone service sucks. And it charges you money to call in.
Actually, I got better service down an hour south of here than the locals, I guess.
Yeah. All I know is the phone service here stinks, and I've got the best available service.
Who do you have again?
Well, it's technically Verizon, but I'm going through Straight Talk.
Okay, that's what she had.
That's what she said.
That's what she has. She has Straight Talk, and my service was better than hers.
Right, but Straight Talk will go with the local service. It's not necessarily Verizon.
Gotcha.
Right. So. Unless you find a border zone, you know. If I went and bought Straight Talk in Nevada, it wouldn't work here.
Well, she bought Straight Talk for her local area, and it still don't work there.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. It just doesn't work all that great. Mine seems to work better. And, yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, you know, a couple of years ago when we first moved down here, T-Mobile wasn't all that great. And now it's a lot better. I mean, I get signal on the front half of the land and parts of the back half, but not very much of it.
Well, I'll probably hold off another year, but I probably switch over to Metro PCS, even though they're no longer owned by the original company, because that business has a history of just incrementally extending itself further and further. And so right now we got a friend who bought that service, and he complains about it a lot. We haven't gotten rid of it, which is probably because it works pretty well in different locations, all right? But
right.
It doesn't work very well here yet.
Kind of like T-Mobile.
Yeah. I remember when I first got Metro PCS out in California, it worked fine in Vallejo. But just 5 miles up the road toward Napa, nothing. It was dead. I had no signal. A year later, I could drive all over Napa, and it was fine.
Yes, I had T-Mobile for almost 10 years now. And I remember when I first was with T-Mobile, they weren't all that great. And I used to complain about, especially their internet. I used to complain a lot. I had a lot of drop calls. I had a lot of areas that just didn't have any service. And now, I remember when I used to have Verizon. Now, T-Mobile is probably just as good, if not almost as good as Verizon. I have signal almost everywhere I go. There's a few patches here and there. But I have phone just about everywhere I go. Internet is probably 5 times better than what it used to be. Internet, 4G internet was like really slow. And now I can stream with it, where before I couldn't.
Right.
Techno-Amish.
Techno-Amish.
That's what we are. We're techno-Amish that don't have any techno, and the Amish have more techno than we do.
Yeah, what she said.
What are we doing wrong?
I don't know. You said we need water and electricity for your woman.
We do need water and electricity for our women.
Yeah.
And heat in the winter.
I got plenty of heat.
Yeah, me too. But that's besides the point.
She'll be warm enough as long as she stays in bed.
Like I said. Yeah, I'm like an oven. I put off a lot of body heat. But that's not always adequate.
Well, if you want to get out and do some work, yeah, that could be a problem. But, you know, you don't mind staying in bed all winter.
That's why they call it hibernation.
Yeah, I do that well.
Yeah. And doctors are trying to clinically diagnose people with winter depression.
Tell them to go to sleep.
Right, it's not winter depression. It's called hibernation.
Yeah, go sleep it off.
But they want to sell drugs and pump pills down your stomach and make you more sick. And that winter depression pill probably has like 50 side effects so that they can pump some more pills down you. Have another 50 side effects each.
Right. Oh, you got that condition, take this pill. Yeah, it causes that condition, but we got a pill for that too. Oh, what's this pill? Yeah, that one causes insomnia, but, you know. Oh, the sleeping pill over there causes vomiting? Oh, and this, the anti-nausea pill, it causes insomnia? Okay, so back and forth.
Right.
Bing, 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 bing.
I'm sitting in our sign.
Right.
Do what?
Do where, when?
I'm sitting in a sign.
You're sitting on the sign.
Yeah.
Don't drop your phone. It'll get wet.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a sign waving at everybody that goes by.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I'm a sign waver. I'm a sign waver. Waving all the signs.
Yeah, I had that job. They called me a human directional.
Yep, yep.
They like me, too.
Whatever.
The customers kept asking for me.
Right, because you're like, Mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now.
Yeah, I didn't just stand there and wave the sign. I actually spun it and threw it in the air and caught it and occasionally took all my fingernails off. And
you did it!
Well, it has this metal lip around the edge of the sign. If you didn't catch the sign right, your fingernails caught that metal lip and it just ripped them right off. And, of course, you know, you still had another 4 hours of work to go, so you're bleeding all over the place while you're spinning the sign. Kind of draws attention.
And that's funny.
Well, it got people to go to the store that I was waving the sign for.
True.
So they liked me as the human directional. Yeah, one business even came out and said, we had to see what was different. We've hired this company before, and we never had this much response before.
There you go.
You know? So they came out and they looked. It's like, oh, that's why. We have
got
a
this
sign.
Weirdo
here. Yeah, you got this weirdo juggling the sign out here.
I hear thunder. Oh, it's a jet.
Benny and the Jets. Something like that.
I'm sleepy. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired too.
You want to do Ron Paul?
Yeah, let's do Ron Paul. Maybe he'll invigorate our conversation.
Okie dokie. Ron Paul Revolution. Here it goes.
Second. Last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered federal prosecutors in drug cases to seek the maximum penalty authorized by federal mandatory minimum sentencing laws. Sessions' orders represent a setback to the progress made toward restoring compassion and common sense to the sentencing process over the past few years. Sessions' action also guarantees that many nonviolent drug law offenders will continue spending more time in prison than murderers. Sessions' support for mandatory minimums is no surprise, as he has a history of fanatical devotion to the drug war. Sessions' pro-drug war stance is at odds with the reality of the drug war's failure. Over 40 years after President Nixon declared war on drugs, the government cannot even keep drugs out of prisons. As was the case with alcohol prohibition, the drug war has empowered criminal gangs and even terrorists to take advantage of the opportunity presented by prohibition to prohibit by meeting the continued demand for drugs. Drug prohibition enables these criminal enterprises to make profits far above the potential profits if drugs were legalized. Ironically, the so-called law and order politicians who support the drug war are helping enrich the very criminals they claim to oppose. The war on drugs also makes street drugs more lethal by incentivizing the creation of more potent and less more dangerous drugs. Of course, even as Sessions admits himself, the war on drugs also leads to increased violence, as drug dealers cannot go to the courts to settle disputes among themselves or with their customers. Before 9/11, the war on drugs was the go-to excuse used to justify new infringements on liberty. For example, laws prohibiting our ability to withdraw or even carry large sums of cash and laws authorizing civil law asset forfeiture were justified by the need to crack down on drug dealers and users. The war on drugs is also the root cause of the criminal justice system, desperate treatment of minorities, and the militarization of local police. The war on drugs is a war on the Constitution as well. The Constitution does not give the federal government authority to regulate, much less ban, drugs. People who doubt this should ask themselves why it was necessary to amend the Constitution to allow the federal government to criminalize drinking alcohol, but not necessary to amend the Constitution to criminalize drug use. Today, a majority of states have legalized medical marijuana, and a growing number are legalizing recreational marijuana use. Enforcement of federal law outlawing marijuana in those states is the type of federal interference with state laws that conservatives usually oppose. Sessions' announcement was not the only pro-drug war announcement made by the administration this week. President Trump himself, in a meeting with President of Colombia, promised to continue U.S. intervention in South and Central America to eliminate drug cartels. President Trump, like his attorney general, seems to not understand that the rise of foreign drug cartels, like the rise of domestic drug gangs, is a consequence of the U.S. drug policy. It's time to end the war on drugs. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Wait for it.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Bom, bom, bom.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah, war on drugs.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ron Paul, but you missed the point. The war on drugs is highly successful. It has abrogated the Constitution, which is what it was intended to do. It has made people cower and hide and beg for more of these protections that take away their liberties.
Right.
You know?
They create a problem so they can advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more power into their hands and into the hands of like-minded criminals that follow them into office.
Yeah, it's become a complete and total success.
Failure is success.
Well, in this case, perceived failure. But it's a successful operation. It just doesn't achieve the one that they tell the public.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's a mask operation. Our government, well, you call it your government or whoever's government, is probably the biggest drug cartel in this continent.
I might go so far as to say the solar system.
Yeah. Anyways, so they create a problem. They are the drug dealers. Then they advocate a solution for the problem. They are the police. And then they advocate another solution for that problem. Medical marijuana. Medical this. We already had all that stuff. They basically took it away from us so that they can give it back to us and charge us for something we were getting for free or really, really cheap, like cocaine. I mean, many, many moons ago, you could walk home from school and stop at the local drugstore and buy some coke for your mom to make medicine. Or your dad.
Yeah.
But today, that would be unheard of.
Yeah, I know. I remember when my mom used to send me down for that stuff.
Right? My mom didn't do that, but... you know,
yeah,
hey.
I don't think my mom was that old. I don't think my grandmother was that old, but still, yeah, there was a time.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Yeah, and the thing of it is this medical marijuana, this medical cocaine, is actually not any better than the street stuff because it's laced with all this other crap that has all these other side effects, that does all these other damages to your body. When it would be so much better if you just go out and get the raw natural stuff yourself.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching too many Kool-Aid commercials.
That's not a Kool-Aid commercial, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that one is. Yeah. That's a Kool-Aid commercial.
That's part of a Kool-Aid commercial. But that song that you were quoting also has it, so.
I think I actually mixed two different commercials together and made one.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, that was an actual song.
Something. Jingle. It was actually a commercial for something. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah, they probably took... The candy bar commercial stole that song.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was Snickers or something like that. I don't know.
Don't know. Starting to get chilly. It was nice and warm today.
Except for when it rained.
Right. It didn't rain. It didn't rain down south.
No, but it flooded. If we were on Lake D&D for a little while.
Yeah, it was actually a really nice day down there. I had a really good date. It didn't rain on us at all. Sprinkled a tiny bit, but that's about it.
Hey, the tornado watch is over.
Oh yeah. Fantastic.
All right, we can sleep peacefully because there won't be any tornadoes because we know how well they predict the weather. Like that weather warning I got at 2 o'clock after the weather had already gone really severe for the last 5 minutes just before that, and then ended soon after the alert came in.
Yeah, time boss, my tree boss, the weather was, I like.
Hello, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Go back where you were. Oh, my God, we're going to have to call you in. All right, well, in case you decided not to come back on, I'm going to say goodnight for the podcast. And please call us again. Remember our disclaimer. This is not for man or other animals. This is for humans made in God's image. Our ideas and opinions are our own. We do not advocate the overthrowing of any corporate or any other such structures, you know, like Uncle Sam, McDonald's, AMA, any of that stuff. You know, if it sounds like we're saying that, do your own research. Find out for yourself whether you should avoid those things or not. We do advocate do not feed the beast. But, you know, hey, you're going to have to determine what the beast is for yourself. And if I left anything out, you can listen to our previous podcast. All right. Anyway, if I call
Hello
you back.
Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsDragons.com.
Oh, my gosh, he called in. He's actually paying for the service to call in.
Yeah, I don't want to have to have you be separate.
Yeah, you'll like my monologue on the saying goodbye. I gave our disclaimer as best I could.
Yeah, I don't have the computer with me, so I can't play the disclaimer.
Well, that's why you're supposed to have it memorized, so you can actually explain it if they question you. Because you say it every day, and you know exactly what it means.
I'm a manimal.
You're a man made. You're a man or other animal?
No. Devil inside. Devil inside. Animal.
Oh my gosh.
She likes the animal in me.
Oh, well.
War on drugs and GMO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at least we ain't got GMO Roundup.
GMO.
You what?
There's going to be lots of problems with the GMO. I don't know. The more I look into this, the feeding the beast thing, you know, I was saying we don't advocate feeding the beast. The more I research into it, people are saying, well, that number of the beast is not here yet because we don't all have the same system, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you actually go through and read Revelations, it says anybody who has this or this or this or this has the number of the beast. Well, we've had those things from way back when Christ was on the planet, and before that even. Shoot, back in ancient Samaria, they would stamp your stuff on a little clay tablet and bake it. And then they'd wrap it in a clay envelope. You know, so they would protect that little clay tablet on the inside so that you could take it in order to buy your stuff from the government stores, because then they could crack open the clay envelope and see what your tablet on the inside said. They'd know for sure that you were supposed to get it because, you know, they had their secure mark upon it.
That was,
you know,
EBT back then?
That was right after the flood. You know? People had already started taking up the number of the beast right after the flood. So, you know, if you're taking your... Go ahead.
Okay. If the earth was covered in water, the water had to have been salt water, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, how come we have saltwater fish and freshwater fish?
Because the salt concentration in the oceans gradually built up and the fish adapted. The oceans are getting saltier every year. The more they wash over the earth, the more salt concentrates in the ocean.
I just walked on water.
You just walked on water. My friend Jesus. And here I thought your name was Kano. Don't be stepping on my corn plants now.
No, I said that's how Jesus walked on water.
Because it was such a salty concentration?
Yeah.
That water's just a little crusty. Yeah, it's the high salt content.
So how do you... Okay. Kim believed that there had to have been a scientific reason why everything. So Jesus couldn't have magically walked on water. There had been some kind of scientific something or other, like some kind of hoverboard or whatever.
Or there's always this. They were comparing him to what other people called God, because there were people out there who worshipped the sun, and the sun walked on water every morning and every night.
Oh.
You ever see a sunset and a sunrise?
That would be astral theology, and that's devil worship.
Yeah, that's the sun walks on the water and walks on every morning and every night, depending on which coast you're on. And I suppose if you're down on the shore of Lake Stockton at sunset or sunrise, depending on which side of the lake you're on, you might actually see the sun walking across the water. So, and it's just a theory, but, you know, that's one explanation I've heard for...
astrotheology.
Yeah, for why Jesus was walking on the water, because he was the sun. He's the Son of God.
But all the other sun gods would have done the same thing.
Basically. You know. And that also explains how he controlled the storms, because he was the sun.
So that means I'm the god.
Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah, I'm a Leo. Leo's the sun.
Yeah, if you say so. You hear the conviction in my voice, right?
So I'm God, and my... Well, she's not my girlfriend yet, but she's a... Leo.
Yeah, you're breaking up again. Go back where you were.
I'm in a camper.
Oh, okay.
I've been in the camper for a minute. I'll probably lose signal, though, because I don't have very good signal in the camper.
Yeah, I was saying, you need to go back where you were. All right. Yeah, I told people when I started this podcast that if the co-host went away, that was probably the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
There
you are.
Well, we have a pretty crappy podcast anyway.
Right. Yeah, I blame my co-host.
Yeah, it's my fault. I'm an idiot.
Right.
Where'd you get these crappy donuts?
At Woods. You don't want them, I'll eat the rest of them, but, you know.
The last one I have, I'm going to try this one.
Should have been some jelly filled still left there, I don't know. Oh, that's what, you weren't losing signal. You had a mouthful of donut. Professionalism in broadcasting. Not us.
I mean, I talk about my blue balls.
Yeah, he's eating his donuts and I'm playing my video games.
Talking about blue balls.
Yeah, we're talking about the flowers in the field and
That's funny when my tree boss asked me if I was gonna take her some passion flower. And I said, yeah, she wants some passion flower. I got to go find it and take it out to her.
Anyway,
we do got to find the passion flower. You're talking about a different kind of passion flower.
A bachelor button.
Huh?
Bachelor buttons. They're like a miniature carnation, basically. You stick them in the lapel of a bachelor.
Right.
Like, what's a lapel? That sounds gay.
No gay bashing. We got gay cats now.
Yeah. Oh, can I bash all the people who don't know how to spell anymore?
No, can't be offensive to our LGBT cats now.
Right, because they can't spell.
Right.
Oh, my.
those donuts suck.
Fine. Let me put my pants on. You still there?
Yeah, man, alive. You're trying to kill me or something.
Who?
You.
I have no problem with those donuts.
Ugh, nasty. Crap, I didn't bring no PJs.
Last time I leave you some donuts, I'll eat them all next time.
You need to. Not really.
All right. It's been a long day. What time did we get up? We got up at sunrise, didn't we?
I don't know what time we got up. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it was a little bit after sunrise. I was about to go back to sleep, and you go, "Are you awake?" I go, "Are you asking me?"
What would I be talking to, the monkey's uncle? Oh, yeah. I was talking to the monkey's uncle.
Ook, ook. Yeah, you got a nice couch, but it's a little short. I'm afraid I'm going to kick the arms out.
I slept on that couch for a month, I think.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
Yeah, but I'm taller than you are, no? No, you're about the same height as I am.
Yeah, we're about the same height. I need to bring my pillow with me, though, next time when we go back up.
Yeah, I need to remember to bring mine with me next time. I left it here.
Right. Yep.
I mean, well, yeah. I should bring other pillows down, maybe. I don't know.
Now, people should know that we're in separate campers, just to be clear.
No, David's my girlfriend.
Yeah. Just wait until Delana finds that out.
No, I'm staying in the kitchen till I get my camper down here.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, about a year ago or more, I worked my butt off to get this camper so Kano would have a place to stay. And he says, let's make it the kitchen.
Because you wanted to use the kitchen, and I was like, I kind of want my own space.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
And so yeah. I was like, that's why I decided to make it the out kitchen.
Yeah.
And now I'm sleeping in it.
And now you're sleeping in it. And it's pretty much your space when you're down here. So.
Yeah. But I got a camper in Kansas City now. That
yep.
I'm working on fixing.
And then he's going to rent it to his girlfriend, and he still won't have it for his face.
Oh, goodness.
Not until he puts a ring on that finger.
Well, you never know.
Yep.
I can't find anything wrong with her. She's too good to be true.
There you go. Yeah, she's gonna harass the heck out of you. So
yeah.
She doesn't like you reading her mind.
Oh yeah, I read her mind a lot.
Yeah. Well,
if she's anything like you say she is, all three of us are going to be reading each other's mind.
Well, she's got Mercury in her head just like we do.
And there's three times when all three of us speak up and say the same thing. So that's probably going to freak her out.
Well, I've already told her that you and I do that a lot. So.
Yeah. You're late for this.
You what?
You're going to late for this. I often say what's on Jerry's mind.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep. And it kind of freaked him out.
I don't know you.
Yeah, it kind of freaked Jerry out.
Podcast.
All right. Good night. As I said before, this podcast is not for man and other animals. It's made for men made in God's image. We do not advocate you throwing in over any government or corporate agencies such as McDonald's and Burger King and MMA and AMA and whatever else.
Shit.
Don't throw those things over. Just don't participate in them. Don't feed the beast. All right, our opinions are our own, and it sounds like we're telling you to do something. No, it's your responsibility to determine what your actions should be, and. Yeah, whatever. So, good night, folks. What's the number they're supposed to call?
888-322.
Yeah, that can't be all of it. I heard 888-322. Hello. I heard noises in the background. I guess we lost him. So I'm going to hang up. Good night, folks. Go to daviddavidanddavid.com or dementeddungeonsanddragons.com and you'll find instructions for how to call in. Bye, all.